Hi, this is Anne Whitehouse. Welcome to the Pull Back Your Power Patriarchal Belief Clearing. The way to think about this is that your mind is like a computer. And while we have a 21st century understanding of our rights, of our entitlement, of our freedom, in our conscious mind, underneath what we have is an old operating system. And this operating system is there because when we are children, we literally copy the energy patterns of our parents without knowing what we are copying. So this is why these beliefs deep in our subconscious minds are from way back instead of being current to our lives today. And here's the thing. When I started to analyse what was in my subconscious mind years ago, I was astonished and horrified and absolutely appalled to realise that my subconscious, even though I'd been brought up in a great equal opportunities environment with my family, I, in my subconscious mind, had all the old limiting beliefs around women from patriarchy. So before you can begin to pull your power back and to really live your entitlement and your equality, you have to get rid of the underlying archaic beliefs that are going to undermine you. So that's exactly what we're going to do in this clearing. I want you to relax, close your eyes, focus into your heart. And as you breathe, feel the energy expanding there. With each breath, feel that energy getting stronger. And then imagine or visualize that the energy is flowing up, out through the top of your head, flowing round the outside of your body and then back up through your feet in that beautiful circulating pattern. Now just become aware of your mind. Think about it like the iceberg. The part above the water holds your conscious understanding of your life, of the 21st century, and your rights, your entitlement, your equality. But go underneath the water, and that part of the iceberg is full of the beliefs of history. And here's the thing, that part is many times bigger than the conscious part, so it's going to dominate without you realizing it, without you having any control over it. But when we bring awareness, we can begin to change those obsolete patterns. While your conscious mind and your subconscious are believing different things, that creates conflict, that creates blocks in your life, and it creates stress. What we need is to clear and change that underlying operating system and bring it on board with what you want and are entitled to in your life here and now. The conflict then goes down, you become more aligned, more focused, and things will begin to flow much better in your life. So what I'm going to do now is flag up some really common, typical patriarchal beliefs that we all have. We've inherited them. There's no judgment about this. It's simply the subconscious energies, the group consciousness, the race memory, it's just in those patterns of humanity. But we don't have to keep them. We can release them. So I want you to now imagine that you're focusing all the power of your mind on that hidden subconscious part of your mind, the part of the iceberg that's below the surface. And I want you to imagine that you are shining an intense, bright, white light. And this is the light, if you like, of reality, of the here and now, the present, the 21st century. And when we bring that light in, your mind can begin to see what it's holding on to. And it will see that a lot of it is obsolete and it can release it. So this is a very helpful technique for enabling you to shift limiting beliefs and blocks. But for now, I'm going to help that process along. So just keep breathing gently, relaxed. Imagine we're going into that hidden subconscious part of your mind. So any beliefs along the lines of women have to obey men, women are inferior to men, men is superior, men have a right, a God-given right, a divine right to oppress women, to control women, that men have to control the money, that women aren't allowed to work outside the home, or if they can work outside the home, they aren't allowed to earn as much as the men in their lives. If you're married, that you have to obey your husband. Any beliefs that a woman's placed in the home, a woman's place is in the kitchen, a woman's only value is her body, whether or not she can produce children, whether or not she's fertile, whether or not she's beautiful or desirable to a man. All obsolete beliefs. So imagine any of that kind of thing, making it relevant to your heritage, your culture, but with shining that really intense white light. And those are all old, obsolete, archaic patterns that have no value whatsoever in the 21st century. And as the white light shines the truth on these beliefs, that it's rubbish, it's utter rubbish. You can allow those patterns to simply be cleared away, released, deleted, updated, however you want to imagine it. Just imagine it happening. Imagine the light just wiping out all those obsolete, old-fashioned patriarchal beliefs. So now let's flag up any beliefs around authority, leadership, visibility. So any beliefs that say, as a woman, you aren't allowed to be out in public. You aren't allowed to be visible. You aren't allowed to have your gifts, talents on display for the world. That makes you some kind of prostitute. Sounds ridiculous, but these beliefs, I've found them again and again and again in our subconscious minds. Any beliefs that say that you aren't allowed to outshine the men, that you aren't allowed to have authority over men, that you aren't allowed to speak up. Any beliefs that define what you have to be a woman. Any beliefs that say you need to be modest and demure and quiet and keep your eyes downcast. This is archaic rubbish. So just shine that light in there. With your intention, imagine, see, or just ask for those patterns to be cleared, deleted from your subconscious mind. let's flag up any beliefs that say that your purpose is to serve men, to support men, that your purpose is to only support your partner and his career and his business. Your purpose is just to care for people. And while that's important, and if you want to have your life fulfilled in that way, that is of course absolutely your choice. But if you want to be a high court judge, if you want to be a politician, if you want to be a brain surgeon, if you want to be a fabulously successful businesswoman, if you want to be an academic, if you want to be on the stage, if you want to work on a building site, whatever you want to do, you have the right to do that. So anything that has puts labels on these things, that this is only for a man, let's delete those now. So just shine the light. These are all attitudes and beliefs that belong to a world that has gone. There's nothing sacred about them. There's nothing of value about them, because all they do is they hold women back. They stop us achieving, being and doing what we want. And when that happens, everyone is poorer as a result. Let's clear a few patriarchal limitation beliefs that have come from religion. These are very important. And even if you do not follow a religion yourself, even if you do not believe in any higher being of any kind, your ancestors would have done, and those patterns are more than likely buried in your subconscious mind. So let's release any beliefs that say that God is man, is male, that being a man, being male, makes you more spiritual or closer to God. Releasing any old beliefs that say that a man has a divine right to have authority over a woman. Imagine shining that light into your subconscious mind, and also back into your ancestry. Any old beliefs that you are still holding in your subconscious from times past, just shine the light of the present onto those beliefs. See them for what they are. They are obsolete patterns. They do not belong in our lives any longer. You're under no obligation to keep them or limit yourself in any way because of them. Imagine yourself shining that beautiful white light deep into your subconscious mind. And those old obsolete patterns dissolving. So now, I want you to imagine the beliefs that you really have consciously about what you are entitled to, about equality, about equal opportunity. And there's no subservience, there's no obeying, there's no limiting yourself so that you don't stand out. The truth of your rights, your entitlement from the 21st century. And I want you to imagine projecting those beliefs deep into the layers of your subconscious mind. Imagine the truth replacing all of those old, obsolete beliefs. And feel your subconscious beginning to come into a better alignment with what you want for your life. Just like updating your software. Imagine it all falling into place, easily and effortlessly. And imagine all that conflict of those opposite beliefs just beginning to evaporate and dissolve from your life. So now bring your focus back onto your body. Just feel your hands and your feet. Move a little bit. And then when you're ready, open your eyes.